We are talking about the overcoming life, and I don't know about you, but God did not call us to live a defeated life, to be overwhelmed, filled with anxiousness and worry, sickness and disease, and problems upon problems. That is not His will. In fact, He didn't bring all that your way. It might have been some choices you or someone else made. It could have been because we live in a fallen world. You know, sin, when it entered into the world, the Garden of Eden was no longer a paradise. And so we live in a fallen world and things happen. But through it all and in it all, God wants us to overcome. Do you ever think about this? You can't be an overcomer unless there's something for you to overcome. You can't have a victory without some kind of struggle, some kind of battle. And He has equipped us to be overcomers. I read yesterday from 1 John chapter 2, verse 14, where the Apostle John is speaking for the Lord. He says, I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known Him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the Word of God abides in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. They overcame the wicked one because they were strong. Just like Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. They were strong because the Word of God was in their life. They overcame because they were strong. They were strong because the Word of God was in them. Jesus, when He was in the mountain, the wilderness, and being tempted of Satan, He was there 40 days, 40 nights, fasting, and He overcame Satan by the Word of God. 1 John 4:4, a familiar passage to many Christians, it says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Did you know you only get a revelation of what's on the inside of you through the Word of God? In fact, He has to be the Word inside of you. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word inside of you is so great, it can change what's on the outside. It can change the circumstances around you. The Word of the living God. You see, faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. You can't get too much of the Word in you. You cannot read the Bible too much. You cannot hear anointed, accurate Bible teaching and preaching too much. Why? Because it builds your faith. 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. My, my, my. Oh, how true. Our faith, overcoming faith, overcoming power. And I pray that over you right now. No matter what you're facing, what you're going through, what you're dealing with, God is greater than any battle that you might be up against today. For His power and His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Get in the Word, let the Word dwell in you richly, and whatsoever things ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. If He said, if you abide in me and my Word abide in you, you will ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Many people pray, but they're not praying with the Word on the inside of them. They might have just heard a sermonette preached by a preacherette. They might have just had a little, you know, scripture here and there out of the bread box or some little devotional. But my friend, get the Word of God in you. Get that faith built up and give the devil a black eye, and I'll be back tomorrow.